thanks for having me.
So were you surprised? I know you called this a mission impossible when you launched the write-in part of your campaign. What do you think happened?
Well, you know, the last couple of weeks, there's no doubt that we had huge momentum. Every place I went in the city, I had people coming up and spelling my name and telling me they were going to be with me. And the city's ready for change. It looks like we won something like 600 out of 614 precincts. It was from one end of the city to another. I think there's a lot of feeling of hope here.
What do you think that you did right during this campaign? I know you launched everything with the series of meetings in homes around Detroit. You were at, 185 homes?
Well, there's no doubt that the house parties were what did this. And I was in 185 homes and living rooms and backyards and church halls and apartment complexes, and talked to more than 10,000 people face-to-face in those settings. And that generated 5,000 campaign volunteers from people who when you sit with them, you say, okay, here's what we can do about the abandoned house. Here's what we can do to get the police to show up. Here's what we can do to get the streetlights on. They start to get excited and they get motivated, and that was the group that carried me in.
Now, did you, I know you, your hope was you'd be in the top two. Did you ever expect such to come in at first and by such a large margin?
I'd say in the last 10 days, we were confident we were going to come in first. The margin was amazing. To be up 20 points when everybody who votes for you has to figure out how to navigate the writing process, which has not happened before in Detroit, is pretty remarkable. But it gives you an idea of the depth of commitment people have in the city to fighting back.
Now, you and Benny Napoleon stayed clear of talking about race during the primary campaign. Others, including some of the other candidates, did not. What would you say to those who persist in making race a key issue in this campaign?
Well, everybody who's done it has helped my candidacy because the vast majority of Detroiters are ready to get past whatever the historic differences are, because we have so much more in common than we have differences. And when there's an abandoned house next to you that you are going to sleep at night worrying is going to catch fire and spread and get you and your family, the race of the person who's running is a secondary issue to you. You want to know who's got the ability to solve this problem, make me safe in this neighborhood, who's got the ability to bring in businesses and jobs so that folks in this town can be working. And you can see from the results yesterday I think I won among the black community by more than 10 points. And Sheriff Napoleon is a pretty popular candidate, so that wasn't an easy accomplishment.
Now, we know that primary elections draw a small fraction of voters, and that's true across the state. So there's a lot of work to be done before November. And there are those who say you've been light on specifics in this primary campaign. They really want to hear exactly how you're going to attract the kinds of employees that the city needs and what you can do to regain its economic power. Do you think that criticism was valid?
Anybody who's been to any of my house parties knows it's not valid. You don't spend 2 hours in people's living rooms without having specifics. And I've gone through in detail specific plans for the businesses, specific plans for the neighborhoods, specific plans for the police. But, of course, what was covered in the media is, some barber, files a write-in campaign or, a lot of the divisive stuff. But I didn't get where I am by not being specific, and we'll formally release a plan in the next couple of weeks.
You have been clear during the campaign that you don't believe the city needed an emergency manager, and it's just as clear that Governor Snyder feels differently. How would you work with Kevin Orr if you're elected?
Well, my objective is going to be to transition the emergency manager out at the earliest possible date. And, the governor's stated reason for bringing Mr. Orr in was that the last administration was not making progress on the things that they had promised to do under the consent agreement to straighten out the finance. And my point is, on November 5th, we will have elected a mayor who's got a great deal of turnaround and financial management experience, and he's got the ability to deliver on those things. There's no longer any justification to deny people the right to select their own leaders. And so I'm hoping that the business leaders and the community leaders who are supporting me join me in going to see the governor right after November 5th and asking him to dissolve the emergency manager and return Detroit back to the elected officials selected by the voters.
Mike Duggan, thank you for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you very much for the time.